Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
higher. Somebody say higher. God is taking us from glory to glory. He's taking us higher. We're not digressing. We are going higher in God. Hallelujah. We're talking about growing in God. We're talking about doing in God. We're talking about being in God. Hallelujah. You know, I asked the Lord, hallelujah, what is the rhema for today? Give me the rhema for today. And the Holy Spirit said, moving in God. Moving in God. Not moving with God, but moving in God. Hallelujah. Get the revelation. You have to catch it. Come on. Catch that revelation. We have to move in God no matter what happens, no matter what the enemy is trying to do, no matter what the enemy is saying. We're constantly moving in God. We're getting higher in God from glory to glory. Don't you see? Do you see the glory cloud over your head? Do you see the glory cloud over your head? Do you see God moving and you're moving in him? See, sometimes we move, but we're not moving in him. So we're going to, under the anointing of moving in God. Come on, I want you to get it. God wants you to have it. Move in God. Listen to this. God. Amen. Because you said yes to the Lord, because you believe that Jesus died and he didn't stay dead and he death had no power over him, and that he is the Son of God. Because you said yes, you are perfect in him. We're not talking about your past. We're talking about right now. You're perfect in him. We're moving from glory to glory. Every day should be greater. Every day should be better. Every day you should see more of God's gifts operating in your life. You should see old things passing away and all things becoming new. You should have the mind of Christ. Amen. We want the mind of Christ. Let the mind of Christ cause you to move in God. Hallelujah. Get your Bibles out. Hallelujah. Because we are excited about this rhema, the rhema word of God. Hallelujah. This is a move of God. God is causing the glory cloud to be over your head, to lead, to guide, and to direct us. Glory, glory, glory. I'm going to be coming briefly from Numbers 9. Hallelujah. Numbers 9, we're going to start at verse 15, and we're going to read down to verse 23. Hallelujah. You know, as you turn and get the word of God, You know, it is exciting. It's an exciting thing to wake up in the morning with the thoughts on your mind. I wonder where God is going to take me today. You know, I wonder do with me today. See, that's what life was like for Israel as God was leading them out of Egypt. But it's a picture of what God wants life to be like. See, sometimes we establish our own ways. Oh, yes. Sometimes we do what we want to do. But God is saying, from this day forward, I want you to do what I have set you to do, have called you to do. Amen. So that means that if that's the case, then we have to put down our cell phones. Hallelujah. We have to put down, cut that TV off. Hallelujah. Because we want to be in the center. Hallelujah. Of the glory cloud. We're not talking about yesterday. We're talking about today. From this day forward. Glory to God. See, God will take a mess and make it a miracle. How many believe that? See, we're not in that old me, oh my anointing. We're not doing that. We're talking about the supernatural cloud for Israel, how the clouds, can you imagine the glory cloud is guiding you, that the glory of God is leading you? Why? Because he lives inside of us. The Bible says that when Jesus left, what did he say? He said, I'm going to leave you a comforter. And he will never leave you nor forsake you. See, listen, God moves in the miraculous. Get the Bibles out. Let's get ready to read the Word of God. And the Bible says, and on the day that the tabernacles was reared up, listen to this, the cloud covered the tabernacle, namely the tent of the testimony. Come on, we're going somewhere. And at even there was upon the tabernacle, as it were, the appearance of fire until the morning. So it was a way. The cloud covered it by day, and the appearance of the cloud by night. And when the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, then after that, the children Israel journeyed. And in the place where the cloud abode, there the children of Israel pitched their tent. Come on, somebody. Don't you hear him knocking at your door? At the commandments of the Lord, the children of Israel, they journeyed. And at the commandment of the Lord, they pitched. As long as the cloud abode upon the tabernacle, they rest in their tents. And when the cloud tarried upon the tabernacle many days, then the children of Israel kept the charge of the Lord and journeyed not. And so it was, when the cloud was a few days upon the tabernacle, according to the commandment of the Lord, they abode in their tents. And according to the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed. And so it was, when the cloud abode from even upon the morning until the morning, and that the cloud was taken up in the morning, and they journeyed, whether it was by day or by night, that the cloud was taken up, they journeyed. Or whether it was 2 days or a month or a year that the cloud tarried upon the tabernacle, remaining thereon, the children of Israel abode in their tents, and journeyed not. And when it was taken up, they journeyed at the commandment of the Lord. They rest in the tent. And at the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed. They kept the charge of the Lord at the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. Father, we thank you right now for the word of God. Father, we ask you to give us light. Allow the eyes of our understanding to be enlightened, God. Allow us to see, allow us to hear, allow us to know, allow us to discern, allow us to operate in your wisdom, God, in your infinite wisdom. God, we ask you for understanding, we ask you for knowledge, and we ask you for direction. God, as we are obedient to the voice of God, and a stranger we shall not follow. God, we thank you for all the listeners, and we decree and declare that the glory cloud is upon us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Aren't you excited? Aren't you excited to be able to wake up on your mind? I wonder what God's going to do with me today. I just wonder where God's going to take me today. Do you wake up in that mindset? Or do you wake up trying to figure out your agenda? Do you wake up and the first thought in your mind, God, what are you going to do with me today? What are you going to do with me today? Come on, somebody. Begin to ask God, what are you going to do with me today? You know, my mind went back to when we went camping. You know, when you're going camping, you're preparing everything that you need. You know, you pack up. You know, now things are so innovative that you go camping, you got air and you got TVs and refrigerators and microwaves and stove, but you're in the woods, you're in the forest, you're in nature, but you still prepare, you know, you the things that you need, the necessary things for the trip, and then off you go. Now, I've never been anywhere that God did not provide. See, God always provides. So we prepare, we schedule our own journey, we make our own agenda, and sometimes we leave God out. But we prepare for oneself, amen? You know, we get our shoes, our clothes that we're going to wear, the food we're going to eat. You know, we make a way for ourselves. We don't just go out alone. You know, we make sure we equip. And then we kind of, you know, sometimes we might take, you know, our weapon. I mean, I don't know what weapon you take, but sometimes we take our Bible with us. Because if you're walking in God, guess what? Your Bible literally is your weapon. And then when you learn the word and you know the word, you don't really have to take your Bibles all the time. Why? Because the Bible is living inside of you. And when you go, the Bible is there with you. Amen. And we're progressively growing that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So let us go to camp. Let us get ready to take this journey. You know, as Israel was taking the journey in the wilderness, you know, God is God, and he is on the move. So he with us. God will lead us and he will guide us and he would direct us. And if you believe that God operate like this, you know how to operate in faith. See, sometimes when God speak, he might say, nope, don't go over there. You know, he might say, hurry, hurry, you need to get there. He might say, nope, I need you to rest. No, I need you to cut the TV off. No, cut the lights off. No, I need to talk to you. So it's important that we are able to hear God. Amen. It's important that we know the difference between the voice of God and the voice of man. It's important that we have a relationship, because when we have a relationship, when you are alone, amen, you are able to understand that you're never alone. So let's take this journey together. We're going in the wilderness, and we have packed everything that we need to survive. Just suppose that you can take 10 items. Hallelujah. What 10 items would you take? I mean, I could imagine, you know, you probably say, oh, I'm going to take a knife. You can't take a pistol. Amen. But if you was to think what you were going to take, what would you take? You know, it's the episodes that come that's out, and we were watching it as a family. My son, my daughter, my two sons, my husband, we were watching this episode called Alone. And these people go in different areas, and they're alone. But we understand that we're never alone, because God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, that I'll always be with you. So as we watch this episode, we watch as they were trying to survive. And at the end of the journey, I believe it's a 100-day journey on this episode, you get $1 million. So my son asked, he said, Mom, would you do that? And I was like, absolutely not. Would you do that? Would you take the journey with 10 items and be left alone in the wilderness, lions, tigers, and bears? Oh, my. And you're going to journey, and you got to survive. Listen, God is speaking. You know, as you carry yourself in this life, we have to understand that God wants us to keep his commands. When he tells us to do something, listen, verse 23, at the commandment of the Lord, they rest in the tent. And at the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed. They kept the charge of the Lord at the commandment of the Lord by the hands of Moses. Who do you listen to? You know, I mean, what commandment are you keeping? I mean, you know, are you just doing your own thing? You know, making your own rules? Oh, yes, we all been there. But what the Lord is saying now, I want to move in you. I want you to move in me. Amen. Now I'm going to shift. We're in the wilderness. The glory cloud is over us. And God moves. Listen to this, and I want you to get it. God's move follows our move. See, we follow the Spirit, God's move. That's why it's important that we don't lean to our own understanding, that we have to acknowledge him in all our ways. Why? Because he wants to direct our path. So in operating, or should I say in cooperating with God, to carry out his move, we need to realize that as a believer in Christ, Christ should live inside of us. And the move of God works depend on our moving. See, God moves, it follows our move. We follow the Spirit. I'm going to say it again. And the Spirit is in the wheels. God moves. So the point that I'm trying to make, let me take you to Ezekiel. You know, Ezekiel 1. Ezekiel 1, where the Bible says, now in the 30th year of the fourth month, on the fifth of the month, hallelujah, we're talking about the wheel. Let me just make sure I have my scripture up. Glory to God. See, God is in the wheel. While I was among the captives by the river, the heaven was open, and then I saw the vision of God. See, what the Bible is saying, God has a vision for us. And in order for us to understand what God has for us, guess what? We got to be moving in the Spirit. We have to move by the Spirit. The heaven was open, and I saw the vision. Is the heaven open to you? Are you able to see what God is trying to do in your life as you move in God? See, it's significant with how you're moving. We're not moving by man's will, by woman's will. We're moving. I'm talking about W-H-E-E-L. We follow the Spirit is in the wheel. And whenever we move, God moves with us. See, God was moving with them as they moved, because they was moving at his will. They was moving at his direction. They was moving at his commandment. So it's working together. And so now everything is in sync. So when things are not your way, guess what? You understand that it may be God's way. Maybe this is something that God is doing. Maybe you're not yielding to man, but you're yielding to the will of God. See, what God is doing, he's trying to allow us to see that everything is not going to be our way. He's trying to teach us to be obedient to his commandment. Oh, yes, he is. You know, I said to my aunt the other day, I gave her a vitamin water, and I knew she was looking for a soda. And I said, it doesn't taste good, but it's good for you. It doesn't feel good, but it's good for you. Can you imagine being in the wilderness, being in the forest, and you got these 10 items with you, and you got this big tabernacle, the Ark of the Covenant, that I could imagine they were rotating, carrying it. But it's a struggle because the sun is beaming, the water is lack, the amenities, they're just not there. You're in survival mode. You got your children. You got your family, you got your age, parents, and you're in the wilderness. And you don't know what's going to happen next. And here this cloud above you, and you don't know what's going to happen. Okay, let's take you to the campground. You're walking through the forest, and then it told you it's not just black bears there, but there's a variety of animals. And they told you the black bears won't bother you, but the bears are hungry. But you're still there. Listen, God is trying to get his believers to just trust him. So it's significant that the move of God, operation in our life, because when we move, God move in us and we're led by the Spirit. What Spirit? What Spirit are we led by? Whose Spirit are we led by? It can't be our husband. It can't be our wife. It can't be our best friend. It can't even be your Spirit. Can't be my Spirit. It has to be the Holy Spirit. And if the man of God or the woman of God is in Christ and they're being led by the Spirit, you're in sync. You're in sync. Because it's the same Spirit. It's not another Spirit. It's the same Spirit. So if he say holly, you're going to say luyah. If he say thank you, you're going to say Jesus, or vice versa. Because you're in sync. And when you're in sync, your mind is the same. Your thoughts are the same. The vision is the same. There's an open heaven, and you see one thing, and he see another. No, it's not going to be like that. There's an open heaven. You see the same thing at the same time with the same purpose, with the same vision, not thy vision, but his vision. God is trying to take us from glory to glory. We're not digressing. We're not digressing. We're increasing in God. Amen. I want you to hear what God is trying to say. So sometimes, just bow out of the argument. You know, just prancy out of the argument. You know, don't be disagreeable. Just agree to agree. Hallelujah. I didn't say disagree to agree. Just agree. Maybe God is speaking. Amen. Let God lead you. See, the move of God is his economy. It's significant by a high and awesome will. Oh, yes. If you turn to Ezekiel 15 through 21, you'll see that God's purpose is according to his heart's desire. Is to carry out his economy and the move of God in his economy. Listen, the great and awesome move of God is in man. And then this is the key part, and through man. I'm talking about mankind. Because, see, there's neither male nor female in the Spirit. See, the Spirit is not a man. The Spirit is not a female. The Spirit is the Spirit. God is a Spirit. And the Bible says that we should worship him, H-I-M, in spirit. So our spirit should worship. See, that's why the enemy attack our spirit, because he want our spirit to feel down. He want our spirit to feel inadequate. He want our spirit to be argumentative. He want our spirit to always want to be right. If we think about it, we're on this journey. We can't afford to just want to be right. We want to be led. And we want to be fed. We want to eat. Say, they want to eat. You want to eat. And I want to eat too. Because when you eat, guess what happens? You're going to get built up. You're going to be able to survive. So in this episode, their survival skills were to find food. So they were fishing. They were catching rabbits. They were catching whatever they could catch. Why? And they were eating everything off of every animal they could eat because they were in survival mode. Now let's go to the spiritual aspect of eating. You can't eat at everybody's table. And you know your mama told you this. Don't be going over there begging. Or don't be going over there eating everybody's food. And there was a reason. Well, the same thing with the Word of God. The Bible says you have to watch those that labor among you. You have to know their walk. You have to know their talk. You have to know their lifestyle so you can eat at the table. Why? Because, see, truly, there's a feast that's going on. Now, you're in the wilderness, but there's a feast going on. There's a great and awesome God that has a glory cloud over your head. And then that's Ezekiel will. It's a move of God. It's a special move. I like to say the hub of the will signifies the center of God's economy. See, the rim signifies the church. I want you to get this. See the wheel. And all the elements and the components that's in this wheel is going to help you roll out. It's going to help you get where you need to go. See, God's reproduction or his expression, or should I say his counterparts, are right there in the wheel. Everything that you need is right there in the wheel. In the kingdom. See, we as believers in Christ are the many spokes. I want you to hear what I'm saying. And we're joined to Christ in the spirit. And we build together as the church. I hope you understand that the body of Christ is consummating in the New Jerusalem. Get it? So to be tangible part, a visible part of the Lord's move on earth today, see, we should make a difference. That's what I'm saying. So when you come in the room, someone should see that you live for God. Someone should feel uncomfortable being themselves because their self is not pleasing to God. So you, how they living? Why? Because you're in the center of the will of God. You're bringing God to them because the glory cloud is leading you. Because we're moving and we're growing from glory to glory. So every single day, you're learning something. Every single day, you're bowing down to arguments. You're not in arguments. You're not in disagreements. Nope, too petty, too small. I ain't got time. There's bigger fish to fry because you're in survival mode. You don't have time to be in disagreements. Why? Because you're growing from glory to glory. So God might show you some things while you're in the wilderness. And don't nobody see it but you. That's the spoke on the wheel. See, God put us together to strengthen each other. As we have the Ark of the Covenant to protect it. And we live in this life that's full of Christ. We are to express God. We are to live a life that represents God, even in the dry times. The only way for us to be one with the Lord in his move is to become him. I guess somebody say, what, girl, what? Oh, yes, we're little G's, and we have to become as Christ in the earth. Thou kingdom come. God doesn't just want us to consent an outward cooperation. He want us to become him in the earth realm. Somebody say, oh, you just so holy. The devil is a lie. No, you follow the word of God. You know, you're a mover and a shaker. No, you don't settle. Nope, you can't settle. Let the fire of God be at your door. So when you come forth, fire come. And everything that's not like God has to go. You walk in a consuming fire anointing. We're not just talking about a God. We're talking about the God, the God of all. Amen? I want you to understand what I'm saying to you. We got many scriptures today, and we're not going to go over all of them, but I do want you to understand, connect yourself with people that's walking the walk of Christ. Connect yourself with believers that understand that change is necessary. Connect yourself with people that does not mind being corrected. They don't mind being corrected. Why? Because a man weighs his right in his own eyes, and in the end, there's destruction. What are we talking about today? We're talking about moving in God. When you show up, God is showing up. Amen. Sometimes you don't have to say a word. Just be there. Sometimes you don't have to correct anyone. Just be there. Hallelujah. I say that we are growing in Christ. We don't back up. We don't relent. We go full force. And we're going to make it through this journey. And God's going to provide. God's going to lead. God's going to direct. God's going to move by his command. God is moving in our life. Don't you know that whenever the cloud was taken up from above the tabernacle, after that, the children of Israel, they were on the journey. And they knew when to take their tents. So you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. Know when they're your assignment and know when they're not. See, the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. So let's talk about the presence of God. You know, why was it the people of God? Why did they need to keep moving? Why? I mean, they could have just settled there. They could have set their tents and that could have been home. You know, I must admit, you know, we probably hate moving. You know, hate getting up for work, hate, you know, doing what you got to move that body. You got to make that flesh obey you. You know, even when you're moving from one house to another, you know that it's a journey. You know, and can you imagine that when they were moving, they had to pack up all that stuff? Can you count how many times they moved? How many times you moved? It's a time to move. And it's a time to be still. But the call of God will cause you to move. He doesn't want you to just be still. To everything, there's a season. To everything, there's a timing. So we have to know what season we're in. I'm just hearing so much from God, and I'm going to just kind of stop right there. Let the Lord have charge over your life. Those angels that's been assigned to you, they were all assigned to the children of Israel in the wilderness. There was angels assigned to them. They wasn't out there alone. They had angels with swords of fire in their hand to lead and guide and direct them. And they made the journey longer than it had to be because of disobedience. So because we're obedient children, we follow the mind of Christ. And the truth of the matter is that when it's time to settle down into one place, we get a chance to establish some things. We get a chance to get familiar with the voice of God. See, sometimes God tell you to move. Sometimes God tell you to be still. So in closing, what we're going to say is, do you know the voice of God? Can you hear the voice of God? Do you pick up your Bible that's on that dining room table, that's in the hallway, that's on the chair? Do you flip the Bible? Do you study the Word? See, it's time to move again. It's time to be established in this move. This is a move of God. Keep moving forward. Keep being progressive. Put the phone down. Cut off Facebook. Cut off Reel and Instagram. Cut it off. And listen for God's voice. God said, I'm a jealous God. And I wouldn't, and you will not have any other God besides me. Amen. We didn't make gods out of our cell phone. You know, we didn't make God in our phones. Can you fast from that phone and just give God an opportunity to have your time, the time that he gave you? Can you just give it back to him? Amen, amen, and amen. Moving in God, we're in this journey, but we're not in this journey alone. And sometimes some of our issues in life are because we're not allowing God to speak. We're not allowing God to move. We're not allowing God to, we're not hearing him. And God is never wrong. God is never short of his word. Amen. So we have to welcome God into our life. We have to welcome the Holy Spirit into our day. And then we have to welcome him to live with us, to rest in us, to move in us. Come on. See, the enemy wants to make you discombobulated. He wants to be diabolical in you so that we can't hear God. But God is real, and God is with us, and God is, he want to move in us as we move in him. Amen. So you say, Lord, what is going on? You know, where are you taking me? Where are you leading me? What am I to do now? Oh, yes, we got it all planned out. Or maybe we don't, because we're in the wilderness. And as we move in the wilderness, God said, I will not leave you and I will not forsake you. And you shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. See, God is calling you to a higher calling in him. This is not foolishness. At the end of the thing, you'll see that it's been God in the beginning, it's been God in the middle, and it's God in the wheel. And it's God in the end. See yourself in the middle of the wheel. You're protected on every end. And God wants you to know that he got you. God wants someone to know that he will not leave you nor forsake you. So we're going to close out with saying, we do communion when we do the Sunday line. So I pray that you have your communion. And what does this mean? Let's renew our relationship with God. Let's take Holy Communion. It is just saying you get a chance to repent, you get a chance to recognize that God is trying to commune with you. It's the cup of blessing. It is the bread of life. It's an opportunity to fix it. So you get a chance to say, Lord, forgive me. You get a chance to forgive others. You get a chance to get into a rightful place with God. Amen. And in the Bible, they took the bread. And we ask God to make this what we have prepared from carnal use to spiritual use, that he would convert the bread, that it will become the body of Christ. It will become all that we need, that we will be able to hear. Our ears will be open, eyes will see, our heart will discern. Listen, everything is in this blessing and communion. Don't eat at everyone's table, but eat at the table of the Lord. Let us be broken as he was broken. Let us humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. So be broken so you might be made whole. Let us eat together the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Tell the Holy Spirit you're welcome. You're welcome in this place. Oh, yes. Tell him he's welcome to lead you. He's welcome to guide you. He's welcome to make every crooked way straight. Oh, yes, that's what he want to do. Hallelujah. Take the cup and lift it up high because it represents the blood of Jesus. Let us drink this cup of blessing that we might be able to stand every attack of the enemy. Let us drink together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Drink and drink all of it.
I've tasted and seen the sweetest of blood. When my heart becomes free and my shame is undone.
No more shame.
Your presence.
Just God. Welcome his presence. Welcome his presence. Everything old has passed away. And now you're new. Tell the Holy Spirit you're welcome.
Your glory. more aware of your presence. Let us experience glory of you, goodness. Let us become
the work of ministry while it's day. God bless everyone, and thank you for joining. We'll be here next Sunday, same time, same place. Many blessings to you and your household.